We're about to start Simen Resh Mem Vav. We'll be doing the first two Sifim today. Now, as something of an introduction, we find a machlokis Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai throughout the beginning of Masechta Shabbos on the concept of Shvisas Kelim. The shita of Beis Shammai is that the same way that I'm not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, and we'll soon see that my animals are not to be used to do malach on Shabbos, even if it's not by me, even by a non-Jew, for example, Beis Shammai holds that my objects cannot be used for malach on Shabbos. Beis Hillel argues, so there's a machlokis, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether or not the concept of Shvisas Kelim exists. Then we find a braisa. And the Braisa says that it is osur to lend someone else your objects just before Shabbos, your kelim just before Shabbos. There's a machlokis rishonim where the Braisa is coming from. The shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that this Braisa is Beis Shammai. And what it's saying is that you could not lend a non-Jew your kelim before Shabbos mechashash that he's going to do malachi in your kelim, and you're going to be over on Shvisas kelim. The same way that we will later see, it is usher to go ahead and rent out your animals to a non-Jew on Shabbos, because he's going to go and use them to do malach on Shabbos, and you're over on Shvisas behemto. Whereas Rashi, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yonah, others learn that this is an exception. This is not because of Shvisas kelim. This is a totally different halacha. This halacha is that it is osur to go ahead and rent out your kelim to a non-Jew, samuch l'Shabbos, because people know that you're renting it to him. You're only renting it to him for use. If you're going to tell him that he can't use it, then obviously he's not going to pay you for them. You are definitely benefiting from the fact that he's using it on Shabbos. People are going to think that you have asked him, do malacha on Shabbos so that I can make the profit. So let's see this insight. Mutter lahashul v'lahaskir kelov le'eni Yehudi, v'yafal pishu osumem malacha b'Shabbos, mipnei shein anu mitzuv malshvises kelim. The first shita, this is the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. The first shita tells us that the words of those braisa are not lahalacha. The braisa asserted lending your kelim, your objects to a non-Jew, it was over Shabbos. It was referring to the Isser of Shvisas Kelim. Since we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, so Shvisas Kelim doesn't exist. This halacha doesn't exist. The Yesh Omrim, the second sheet in the Mechaber, is the sheet of all those Rishonim who learned that this is without Beis Shammai. The Yesh Omrim, the Kelim Sha'osim Behem Malacha, that Kelim with which you do Malacha, Kagon, Machareisha, a plow, the Kayotzeba, Osir lahaskir leini Yehudi be'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to lend it to him on Erev Shabbos. Why? Ubayomahim mutar lahaskir lo. But on Thursday you're allowed to. Because if you do it on Friday, then it'll look as if you're renting it out bedafka for him to do malacha on Shabbos, and you're telling him to do malacha on Shabbos. Now it just so happens that according to Tosfos, where the chash is that it looks like schar Shabbos, it looks like you're gaining something for Shabbos, Tosfos in particular doesn't differentiate between kelim that are used for malach or not. But here, the mechaber is going by the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yonah, who holds that this halacha was only said by kelim that are meant for malacha, and this is the way we paskin. Now, then the mechaber adds something else, even according to the Rif and the Rambam, that there is no Isser where it's near a Schar Shabbos. That's where there's no real Schar Shabbos. What happens if I'm renting out my Keli just for Shabbos? Can I rent out my car for Shabbos alone? Can I rent out an object of mine just for Shabbos that a non-Jew is going to use, whether for Malach or anything else? The answer is no, that's Schar Shabbos. I'm getting profit. I'm getting money just for Shabbos. The only time that it's mutter to rent anything out for Shabbos is Bahavloh, together with some chol. So lahalacha, even if you're going to go with the Rambam and the Rif Shita, that there's no isser in renting out your kelim, even though the non-Jew is going to do malacha with it on Shabbos, even if you're going to hold like the Rif and the Rambam, it'll still only be mutter to rent it to him b'havlo when it's not just for Shabbos. Kolshkein, if you're going to go with the second Shita, who holds that there's an Issur d'Rabbanan of renting it on Friday, you couldn't rent it to him on Thursday, almanas, only that he's only going to do the work on Friday, and that's what you're getting paid for, on Shabbos, and that's what you're getting paid for. Then he goes further. It is only mutter if you're going to take Schar Shabbos together with other days. Kagon shiaskul ola chodesh ola shavua, says the Machaber, ula hashalo mutter afilu be'erev Shabbos, to lend it to him where you're not getting paid for it. So that's mutter even on Erev Shabbos. There's no chash whatsoever. Now the Ramah says, v'chein ikur kesfar achrona. The Machaber sounds, when the Machaber gives you a stam and a yeshomim, the ikur halacha is the stam. So he paskins like the Rif and the Rambam and brings Rabbeinu Yonah as a Chumrah. Whereas the Ramah holds that the Iker Adin is that it is Osir. So halacha l'maisa, it is Osir to go and rent something out for Shabbos alone under all circumstances, because you're taking Schar Shabbos. To rent it out for the weekday and Shabbos, including a Shabbos, you are, if it's a Keli that's meant to do work, then you're not allowed to do this on Erev Shabbos. You cannot go and rent it to him on Erev Shabbos, but you can lend it to him on Erev Shabbos. Now, what's called a keli that's used for malacha? So the poskim say this is not limited to a machine. This will even include a vat in which you go ahead and make beer, for example, a pot that you use for cooking. You couldn't lend an object that's used for malacha, as opposed to lending someone your clothing. There's no malacha that's being done with your clothing. So that would be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, brings Reb Akiva Eiger that this is only limited to kelim in which you do malacha d'oraisa. In kelim that you do malacha d'rabbanan, Chazal never made such a gzeir. Going further with the Ramah, Umuter lahashalo be'erev Shabbos, it is mutter to lend it to him even on Erev Shabbos. Afal gav shemasta sheni Yehudi yachsav v'yashalo. V'lo amri and kachai gav nedeve keschiris. The halachi is that lending it is mutter. The only gzera was when you rent it. There it looks like you're telling him to do malach on Shabbos, but if you're lending it to him without getting anything in return, that's not a problem. Says the Ramah, even if you stipulate, all right, I'm going to lend you my keli today, you lend me your keli tomorrow, so I would say that's like schiris, because you're benefiting from it, kamash malon, that it is not. That is sif aleph, sif beis. Osir lahashalo shum kli lein Yehudi b'Shabbos, v'afilu b'erev Shabbos, im usamach l'chashecha, kol she'en shehus lo tzio mipesach beiso shel hamashal kodim chashecha. This is a new issur. This is even lending. Lending a non-Jew a keli, even a keli that's meant for work, is mutter on Erev Shabbos, but is not mutter somuch l'Shabbos. Means renting is also on Erev Shabbos. Lending it to him is mutter as long as it's not very close to Shabbos, very close to Shkia, that is. Mipnei shehoroa sovur sheyisrol tzivo lohotzio. The observer may think that the Jew asked the non-Jew to take it out of his house on Shabbos. We're talking about a place that doesn't have an Erev. In a place that has an Erev, there should be no Isser whatsoever. If it's done Derech Sheila, if it's done Derech Haskara, renting, so that we saw in the previous Sif, the whole Friday, that it's Asser. There's another halacha, and that the poskim say, even in a place with an Erev, if you are lending him a keli that is used for malacha, and people see him taking it out of your house, either on Shabbos or Samuch to Shabbos. The halacha, Samuch to Shabbos, means that by the time he's done taking it out of your house, it's already Shabbos. That's going to be Asur, because it looks as if you have told him to do Malacha on Shabbos. So that it is Asur to have a non-Jew carry out of your house on Shabbos any keli that is made for Malacha, even in a place where there's an Erev. And where there's no Erev, you couldn't have him carry any keli out, because it looks as if you asked him to carry it out of the house on Shabbos, which is the Malacha of carrying.